It's 8:46 on East Coast Breakfast. Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
Looking for loans in the wrong places. There's a terrible irony in someone trying to get a loan and then losing money instead.
And there is indeed. And yeah, the money flows in completely the wrong direction. And it's very common. Now, here's a case. It's a horror one. It's quite extreme, but it's not all that uncommon. It's fairly typical of what happens. So Penny's husband needed money to buy a new engine for his work buggy in a hurry. Penny thought that an email she'd got from a company calling itself Go Loans, offering personal loans, was the answer. So for a 20,000 Rand loan, which is what they needed, she'd pay it back at a rate of 760 Rand a month for 3 years. She thought that'll do. She was asked to send a copy of her ID, proof of address, and 3 months' pay slips, which she obliged. And she was told the loan had been approved. And then she was asked to pay a 3,000 Rand legal fee up front. Huge red flag, but she thought that was above board, so she did, suspecting nothing. And then came a request for a transfer fee of 6,000, and she paid that. And then a clearance fee of 3,000, and she paid that. So she's down by 12,000 Rand, which incidentally, they said they were going to add to her 20,000 Rand loan and let her pay off. You see, she thought she was going to get it back.
Not dodgy at all. No, 12,000 Rand fees for a 20,000 Rand loan.
Yeah, and all those different fees paid into different bank accounts. So yeah, just 45 red flags.
Lots of red flags there, yeah.
Yeah, but she probably wouldn't have paid that 12,000 Rand if she was asked for it in a lump sum. So what these fraudsters do is they reel in their victims slowly. We need 2,000 Rand for the lawyer. Okay, then you pay that. Then another sum. And you think, well, I don't want to waste that 2,000 Rand I've already spent. Yeah. And so it's a bit of a weird psychology, but on and on they go. And every time she was told the money would be in her account within 20 minutes, and, you know, of course it wasn't. But the fraudster wasn't quite finished toying with Peggy. They don't like to let their live ones go too easily. So now she's apparently jumped through all the hurdles. And then he says to her, she must present herself. And she lives in the Northern Cape, incidentally. She must present herself at their Sandton offices to sign the papers for this loan in person. Or, how's this? She must send a senior advocate to do so on her behalf. And if she can't do that, they would arrange it for her for an extra cost of just 8,450 Rand.
Oh,
she finally twigged that she'd been conned.
Yeah.
She said, very sad. She said, they've been playing me from the beginning until I had not a cent left. My whole salary is gone. I had to loan money from somewhere else to pay her debit orders.
Just remember, right in the beginning, she needed this 20,000 Rand to get an engine so she could get
her
husband's business
get
going.
A contract.
And so not flush.
No.
This is a horrible story.
And it's not uncommon, as I said. So, with yesterday being World Consumer Rights Day and the theme being consumer rights in the digital space, the National Credit Regulator teamed up with the National Consumer Commission to spread the word about some of the traps that await unsavvy consumers like Peggy on the internet.
Yeah.
So, I chatted to the Credit Regulator's Education and Communications Manager, Mpho Ramapala, about the red flags people really should know about when they go loan shopping online. So, just quickly run through them. Those loan adverts.
Right there, hang on. Right there.
Yeah, I'll give you your own copy, though. Blacklisted, welcome, no credit checks done. Sounds nice, but that tells you that the moneylender is not registered with the National Credit Regulator, which they have to be by law, and so they're illegal. And at best, you'll be charged an exorbitant interest rate, at worst, totally ripped off.
Okay, so the red flag number one.
Those blacklisted, welcome, that avoid. If you're after a loan and you're told to pay an upfront fee first, as in Peggy's case, disengage fast. The National Credit Act does allow credit providers, legal ones, to charge a so-called initiation fee. It can be built into the credit agreement, in which case you pay interest, or you can pay for it upfront. But the point is that if you have to pay a fee before you get your loan, that's a sign that it's a scam. Yasimpo.
When we engage consumers, we always let them know that there is an initiation fee and it's optional for you to pay it upfront, but it forms part of the credit agreement. So you can't pay an upfront fee without a credit agreement.
Okay, number three, don't give your banking details out when applying for a loan online. So many people get caught by this, and we've done a whole show on it, Darren. If you see the name of a company that sounds like looking for a loan, Loan Scout, Loan Locator, by applying online on that website, you are actually agreeing to a subscription to a telephone help service. The last thing a loan seeker desperate for money wants to be debited for every month. So beware, it's a huge problem. Number four, a credit provider has to be registered with the National Credit Regulator. So always check their registration number and check properly, Mpho says.
They must also compare the NCRCP number that is on our website and the NCRCP number that is on the website of that credit provider when they're applying for credit.
So they don't just go and make up a number. It needs to be the same number. NCRCP being National Credit Regulator, credit provider. I'll explain exactly how to go about checking. It's really easy on our blog. So by doing your homework properly, even when you are desperate for money, you stay one step ahead of the dodgy money lender. Mm. And that's really where you need to be to protect yourself and your bank account.
So sad that they do prey on the people who desperately need just a little bit of money to get them out of a hole.
They're unlikely to be terribly discerning and investigative and all those things, which is they really need to be. So, hugely valuable advice.
Yeah. And it's understandable. A lot of people are looking just for that extra bit of money just to help them get through the tough times. But you know what? Just do your homework. If there's one thing you do, go check out this story on our website. It's on ecr.co.za. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.